Welcome to the Fandemic. We are your one-stop podcast. Every week, we are going to give you all the things to level up your awesomeness. Brian, surprise number one, buddy. How you doing?
I am great, and I'm loving the new intro, man. That was fantastic.
Thank you very much, sir. All right. So, for starters, we will give you our war report. That's right. What's awesome report for the week with all the who's it's and the what's it's. If it's awesome, you know we got to talk about it. Once we're done with that, we will get on to the Prevenge of the Nerds part of the podcast. This is where we will tell you the stories that could have led to your favorite movies, TV shows, and so much more. It might be a list. It might be a pitch. One thing is for sure, your awesomeness will be leveled up due to this. Then we're going to get into our verse mode. This is where Brian and I each take one character of awesome that we talked about throughout the podcast, throughout the show, and tell you how they meet, why they would fight, and more importantly, who would kick whose, as Leia was saying, Pawtuckus, or maybe they wouldn't fight, and that could be interesting as well.
Well, I'm telling you right now, sir, that we have a lot of broken relationships. We always gonna end up in a fight. Okay, there's nothing functional about the Prevenge universe. So we, you know what, we're gonna cash these hands. Okay, we're gonna cash these hands. All right.
I love it. All right, I'm Bradley Buchanan. This is my co-host Brian. Oh, go ahead, you say your name.
Well, Brian S. Dennis, and it's gonna be a lot. We talk about Phase Five. The S stands for Phase Five, and because it is National Tequila Day, while I'm fresh out of tequila, it is Crown Royal. Wow. All right. Yes. Man, which we probably now have to owe them money. So
I feel I got Bush Light Apple. It sounded a lot better when I was getting it. Okay.
You know, Crown Apple isn't bad. So we'll give it a shot. Now, I did see a TikTok yesterday, and I'll pitch it out and I'll do those of TikTok. I did see a TikTok said that if you mix any light beer, and there are several stitches, so yeah, maybe it's legit. If you mix any light beer and regular Mountain Dew, so full sugar, yeah, Mountain Dew, whatever the resulting concoction is, it's supposed to be amazing. So yeah, light beer and full sugar Mountain Dew are always supposed to work well together.
I'm going to try that this week. I got you. So, well, welcome to the Fandemic. We are now streaming live on Facebook, on YouTube, and Twitch. So, like us, subscribe to us, give us the alerts, talk to us. We're good people.
Feel free to stalk us, buy us a coffee, buy us sushi, you know, whatever works for you. You know, Brad and I are both cheap dates, and right, we're good with that.
So, Brian, before we get into everything, I have to say a couple things. But first, Brian, was Boba Fett in Star Wars A New Hope?
I'm racking. You know, it's funny. I just restarted Obi-Wan this morning. Trying to think, was Boba Fett in Star Wars A New Hope? I'm going to go no.
So, Boba Fett first appearance was in the holiday special.
But, okay. Yeah, right.
But I was watching A New Hope with my little nieces this morning. And it got to one of the added scenes that they added back in the late 90s.
Sure.
That the scene where Han Solo steps on the tail of Jabba.
Yeah.
Boba Fett's in there. So it's like,
okay,
huh. So really, what is his first appearance? Because anybody watching it now, it would be A New Hope.
Well, and that's always the thing when we have reboots and canons, and you can edit things out when it's someone's traditional actual start, which I think you always got to go with the Christmas special in real time.
Yeah,
that is. But if you added him into New Hope canonically comes before the Christmas special. So
yeah,
to take a page from the Umbrella Academy, we now have a Kugel Blitz because you know, we got to start a Mr. Rogers theme or a Sesame Street thing.
Yeah.
K stands for Kugel Blitz, little boys and girls.
I love that.
So maybe we'll have a big ball of energy that will swallow. So, and by the way, if you got to go out, you want to go out with a big ball of energy, AKA the Kugel Blitz. So I am still going to hold a canon that it was the Christmas special, but now I'm going to watch New Hope to see that quick scene. You said it's after Han steps on Jabba's tail, right?
Yeah. Yeah. He's in
all right. Scene. I will check that out.
All right, so let's get right into it, bro. Actually, before that, how you doing, man? What's new?
You know what? I'm doing okay. Again, it's National Tequila Day, which is a huge holiday in a dentist household. I'm a huge fan of tequila. I love it. I like it. I want more of it. But, of course, National Tequila Day came a little bit of a surprise to me. So when I searched far and wide, I was fresh out of tequila. So I'm making my day work with Crown Royal Peach.
Ooh, that's
and
good.
It is very good. And I want to thank my hookup, Mr. Scott Scudamore, for running down to the Ozarks and bringing me back several bottles of it, because they can't find it in Des Moines, because you can't find it in Des Moines. So yes, mm-hmm. so it's always good to have friends that travel so they can bring your stuff back. So again, nice. Hopefully I don't owe the Crown Royal Company any money. but hey, if you are listening, it is a fantastic product. Everyone go spend your last dollar on it. If the choice between feeding your children and buying Crown Royal Peach, buy the Crown Royal Peach, okay?
You heard it here first, folks.
There it is, sir. That should be the new tagline. Crown Royal Peach, better than feeding your kids.
Woohoo! I like it.
I like that, too.
Man, it's like you should be in marketing.
You know, that may have to be a new segment we do, is the true marketing of products. Like, you know what? I think we got to work on it. But honest advertising. So if you're really going to advertise something, here's what it is. I think that may have to be a new thing. Honest advertising. So again, Crown Royal Peach, better than feeding your kids. There we go.
I wrote it down. Excellent. Beautiful. All right. So let's go into the war report here.
Yes, sir.
All right, so this is where Brian and I go into all of the stuff that we kind of felt was awesome in the last week. Didn't have to come out, but we had to enjoy it the last week. Absolutely. And we want to know your thoughts, too. So comment. Let us know what you found awesome so we can shout it out to you as well. Brian, do you want to go first, buddy?
I will, because mine is fairly short, because much of what I think about the war report that's going to fall into our prevent stuff. So First off, caught up on a couple things. Number one, the Orville New Horizons. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we'll even just jump to this. We'll just make it all about Disney Plus for a moment.
Okay.
Because when I popped on Disney Plus the last few days, all these great things have shown up. Mm-hmm. On Disney Plus, which really shows us where Disney Plus and really Marvel, which would be a great discussion for maybe another show, is when people go to Disney Plus, are they really going for Disney? Are they going for Star Wars? Are they going for Marvel? And yes, there is some National Geographic stuff, but I wonder how many people subscribe and go to Disney Plus not for quote unquote Disney. All of it is Disney, right? Disney's mm-hmm. taking over the world. But how many people go for Star Wars and MCU stuff versus, you know, the mouse, right? Okay. Anyway, so lots of cool things that's showing up. So across the banner, number one, we have pretty much almost all the, especially beyond PG-13 rated Marvel movies are now showing up. We have Deadpool. We have Deadpool 2, and we have Logan.
Yeah.
Have shown up. We have the Silver Surfer cartoon that only lasted one season for a good reason. Sometimes products are a little ahead of, again, we've yet to see a really good Fantastic Four stuff, including Silver Surfer. But also the Orville New Horizons will be on Disney Plus soon. So right now you stream it on Hulu, but that's not moving to Disney Plus. So part of my war report, Bradley, is again, this every week, Orville New Horizons shows that it is more Star Trek than Star Trek. Mm-hmm. Another fantastic episode, the Moklans, which is their take on the Klingons, which mm-hmm. is just incredibly well thought of from a social factor. Seth MacFarlane, I love him as a Family Guy, American Dad even a little bit more. A Cleveland Show was gone too far, too fast, too soon. He may have missed some chops with dramatic acting. He may have missed some chops there. So definitely airs this on Disney Plus. Caught up on, continuing to catch on Evil. In fact, I've not watched this week's version episode. Evil is just fantastic. Again, Michael Collar, we miss you so much as Luke Cage, but keep it a good work as a black priest, which, by the way, he brings up all the icky stuff when it comes to being a black priest, and then including he's in love with a white woman. All right. So with that being said, the last piece of it is, before we hit anything else, is my Way Back Throwback, which is something I really always enjoy catching up, which, again, Disney Plus gave to me today, which we even talked about last week's recording, is Logan. Rewatched Logan this morning. Ashley got through it a couple times. Watched it one time at Earns. I had it playing in the background. I was doing some other things. I am still just love Logan. I'm even gonna give you a heads up on my verses. So my verses will be, and one reason I'm mentioning Logan is not for Logan, yeah, not for Patrick Stewart, not for Calibac, but for X-23. She will be my versus pick for later in the show. But definitely, if you've not seen Logan, if you think you know what a superhero sci-fi futuristic movie is all about, you got to check out Logan. If you like the original Blade Runner, you will love Logan. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Logan is one of the greatest movies. I mean, just in the last 10 years.
Just a great movie.
Not even super. I mean, like, it's more of a movie than a superhero movie, mm-hmm, really. I mean, just happens to have superheroes in him.
It's really a Western. I mean, they even make emphasis to movies like Shane. Really is that last charade, that gunfighter, outlaw Joseph Wells. I mean, all those things. You've got that gunfighter who's just seen one Unforgiven with Clint Eastwood and Morgan Freeman. Just that, just those movies that you got this grizzled person to see one too many fights. He's just trying to avoid the fight. He really is, because he knows he'll win. By the way, Bradley, what is that? No, what is that from? What MC movie is that from? The guy that knows he'll win the fights always avoids it. What is that one from, sir?
I like a little bit of Captain America. Actually, Avengers. It's the Avengers.
Yes. Age of Ultron, which grows on me every time I watch a little bit. But again, Logan, great movie, which again is this, he's just tired of fighting. And then how they take Professor X, how they take Caliban, which is the actual much more authentic version, mm-hmm, of him versus what we saw in X-Men First Class, and then Age of Apocalypse.
Yeah.
And then less said about that, the better. And then obviously the take on X-23 was just phenomenal.
Absolutely. Good call. So you hit a couple of mine that I was going to talk about as well. Orville. Absolutely. Big Brother still going super strong. Another TV show that I got into. I did watch all of season one of Only Murders in the Building.
How is that? I keep getting suggested on my feed. I have yet to check it out.
Man, like, so I don't know why I didn't get into it until now.
Okay.
But like this time, I mean, because I tried to watch it a few times and I just never clicked.
Sure.
Something about it this time clicked, and I'm gonna start season two this next week. I absolutely adore that show.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. Another one to catch up on if you've not been watching. I know you and I both adore it, but again, for anyone not listening that's looking for something that you can stream that's just multiple seasons, it's got all these little things, it's the show Psych. It's just fantastic. I mean, the movies are great. But just, even if you don't want to watch the movies, you want to watch the regular seasons, episodes, you can jump in and whenever, but I suggest one of those that you really watch from beginning to end.
Yeah.
And so many little things, the pineapples, all the things that they have in there. There's so many little episodes that are among my favorites. But it's one of those shows that held up really well, even the last season, where they're running a little bit out of steam. It still gave us lots of funny episodes. And whenever I just want to giggle, man, I watched the Clue, the one that's based, that's definitely informed by Clue.
Yeah.
The 100 episode. I think it's called 100 Clues is what it's called.
Yeah.
It's just fantastic.
Yeah, Psych is my all-time favorite TV show. I mean,
yes.
Psych is,
yes,
you know, I mean, James Rode Rodriguez and Dulé Hill,
yes,
are, they make the absolute best pair, hands down.
You got to get Corbin Burnson a lot of people. I mean, Cybill Shepherd, even with Cybill Shepherd, and come on, you could tell the people that made it totally grew up in the 80s.
Yep.
Love the Breakfast Club. Almost everyone from the Breakfast Club is in the show at some point. And come on, their take with Ally Sheedy is just fantastic. And, you know, as always, Bradley, wait for it. That's just, oh my goodness. There's just, that is the, if you want to watch a show that captures a bromance, the relationship. But I mean, there's so much I talked about with Scrubs. I would say Psych is my number one. Scrubs probably number two. So much is made up the relationship between the actors that play JD and Turk. And they're real life. I think they have a podcast that says fake doctors, real best friends. But the relationship between Jane Roddy and Dulé Hill, like you said, is just such natural chemistry between these two guys. You just can't buy that. And it was, it's a fantastic show. It's fantastic.
And you can, and you can just tell that they're real life best friends.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. You can just tell because you can't fake that. Like you said, you can't buy, you can't fake it. They legitimately enjoy being around each other. After Rodea and Maggie Lawson, as were a couple for a little bit as well. I mean, just so much. Timothy Ombudsman, who plays Lassiter, steals so many episodes. And we can just do a show about Psych. That's not what we're here for.
We'll do a Psych appreciation. Yes, but again, for sure.
Definitely check out Psych as well.
So, Brian, did you get a chance to watch The Gray Man?
You know what? I did not. This week, I get away from me, but it will be, that will be part of my upcoming. But please, go ahead and give it. Don't worry about spoilers.
So, I'm not going to spoil too much. I'm just going to give quick my thoughts. It's Ryan Gosling and Chris Evans. I did not like Chris Evans in this. I was not a fan of Chris Evans in the show, but I thought, or in the movie, but I thought it was a really good movie. And and man, dude kicks Ryan Gosling kicks some major butt. He's going to cement in place. He's going to be huge, even a bigger action star moving forward after this movie.
I mean, he's always one of those guys that, I mean, he's got us. He's kind of, I mean, compared to other actors, he looks a little on the smallish side, but he's ripped to say the least. And I get why he's made a lot of money making rom-coms. But to see him taking a more serious, like say, action role, I think that would be great to see him in. And like anything else, I mean, he's one of those actors. I think him and Keanu Reeves are probably my top two. Why do we not have these folks in the MCU? Can you find, especially Keanu Reeves? Or can we not find something for them in the, and there's tons of rumors about Keanu. I think even James Gunn said he had a, he had a role that he had at least pitched to Keanu Reeves. But I mean, there's a lot, whole lot. So so great. I would definitely check that out. And looking forward to it. So love Mr. Ryan Gosling, especially because anyone that can simulate the lift, Crazy Sexy Love, one of my favorite movies. And you know what? If you're gonna lift someone, Emma Stone might as well be it. So there you go, sir. So yeah, and by the way, you can't tell because I'm sitting down wearing a black Rubik's Cube t-shirt, but shirtless, Ryan Gosling and I, identical twins. Identical to, I mean, there's a little melanin difference, but as far as the ripness, the abs and all of that. And little fun fact, we have the same nipples. Gosling and
really?
I. Exact same nipples.
Wow.
Exact same nipples. Yes, sir.
I learned something new, man. I knew how dude.
Yeah, I know you want to ask, but no, I will not prove it.
No, man, that's a private one. I don't want that on.
Yeah, enough said. All right, save me for myself, sir.
All right, so other things that I thought was awesome, some games, some mobile games, and some comics. I did a lot of board games this last week, played Monopoly with the family a few times, stuff like that. But also a bit, mobile games I've been playing is Raid Shadow Legends and Among Gods. It's a newer game that came out, kind of in the same vein. Also got, I bought a new pack of Magic the Gathering cards. I knew I shouldn't have, but you know what? I'm gonna do a TikTok about it here probably tomorrow, and I'm gonna unpack it, and I'm gonna beg people to get back into Magic the Gathering with me. Also, been getting back into comics. I did throw out one comic review on TikTok for Flashpoint Beyond issue number 2. Issue number 3, I'm gonna do that tomorrow. That'll be out, the review for that. So check out my TikTok for that. That is what is my TikTok? It is the Fandemic One. I should have known that.
One quick question before we move forward, which is you mentioned Monopoly, and we got to do a board game show at some point. So do you have any house rules regarding Monopoly? You mind sharing one or two of them?
So we have good house rules for Uno, and so we're a huge Uno family too.
Yes.
So, For Uno, like we do Uno flips, so there's a card like you draw until you get a card. We tap that out at 11 or at 10, so no more than 10 cards.
Okay, all right.
As far as a Monopoly, we don't do the auctions if you don't want to buy.
Oh, okay.
Yep, and you can make any deal you want. So, like for example, nice. like for me, I'd be like, nice. Hey, Kendall, let's take my car to work for a free pass down your properties. You know, so like there's outside the box.
Dude, so like real outside deals.
Right. Yes. So like here, I gave Leia $1 of real money to let me pass because she was kicking my butt. Yeah. So,
Here's another real advertising Monopoly. Prove that children can be bought. There we go.
And capitalism works, apparently.
Yeah, absolutely. Those are very similar. My house rules, the big one that we have is that if you start Monopoly, you have to finish it in one sitting. There is no going to bed. There dang sure ain't no quitting.
Right.
And I don't care how old you are. You can be 3 months old or 112. If you sit at a table, we're finishing. And I mean that I have to bankrupt you. And you notice I'm framing these that it's for Brian to win.
Yeah.
I want the win. I want the victory. I want to see your bank account. And I want to see both your bank account empty as well as all hope in your eyes.
Yep.
Brian out. Then you can be out. But no, this whole I'm quitting, I'm tired, I have school in 2 hours. No.
Doesn't fly.
Not even a little bit. No, does not fly. And again, Monopoly making dysfunctionality fun. All right. Monopoly, put the fun. And dysfunction. There we go. All right.
And last thing I'm going to mention is B&B Movie Theaters. I'm actually going to be the marketing and events manager over there.
Congratulations.
So I will be doing trivia nights and all sorts of fun stuff. So
is there a set night for trivia night, or do those rotate for you folks?
Every other Tuesday is going to be trivia night. So the next trivia night we're doing is going to be 90s cartoons on August 2nd. Then we're going to do 2000s movies in 2000s.
Okay.
And then at the end of August is Star Wars. So,
nice.
Yes.
So this is something we can talk about offline, but I'm on the board of a local nonprofit, and they're looking at different aspects of the fundraising. One thing that we've done, we haven't done because, you know, COVID, mm-hmm. but pre-COVID, one of the things we had done, where we had kind of a traveling once every 3 to 6 months, trivia night, we'd find different places that were cool with hosting us and letting us advertise. Hey, come do trivia night with us. If you'd be okay with that, again, no pressure right now, but yeah. I'd love to talk to you again offline, and maybe we can do something with B&B. I think that'd be really cool. So
heck yeah,
we can chat about that. So that could be fun. All right.
Yeah. Do you have any businesses you want to give any shout outs to?
Oh, not the top of my head, but I will definitely do it in the future, sir. Absolutely.
All right. So Brian, I know we kind of changed our topic.
But we are changed for a very good reason.
Right. I didn't think about it until it was too late. But we'll do that here in the next week or two, what we were originally going to do. But, Brian, what is it? What is our main meat and potatoes of this episode?
Oh, all the meat and all the potatoes. We're talking about the old gratin with the extra cheese, sir. Okay, we're doing extra scallops with a side of scallops, all right?
Yeah.
We're doing the mashed potatoes, the sour cream with the chives, sir. With the chives. And for those of you that don't know what I'm talking about, we call it green onions in the hood. But with the chives, sir, okay? So what we're going to talk about is the SDCC. For those that have a real life, SDCC stands for the San Diego Comic-Con, the Comic-Con of Comic-Cons, as well as what happened at Hall H, which is the Marvel discussion of Phase 5 and Phase 6. So for those that have heard our show before, where we flirt with going a little extra nerdy, we're about to deep dive into all the nerdiness. So get your OD ready, because we're about to not even OD, we're going to OM, we're going to over-nerd today.
I agree. I concur 100%. So let's go through everything that that Marvel kind of went through. We'll kind of go over Phase 5, and then we'll do the others. You know, actually, let's do Marvel last, because I think there's the most of that. So before we do that, let's do a little bit of like DC. So because there wasn't a lot of DC out there.
Sure.
There was just Shazam. There's the Shazam Fury of the Gods trailer.
Yep.
Looks good, same vein. I'm looking forward to it.
Shazam has been their best friend. I mean, it's only been one movie.
Yeah.
But Shazam has been the best thing that's come out of DCU at this point. They're live, and I think they do better with the anime news than the live act, without a doubt. Because Wonder Woman 84 fell so flat after Wonder Woman, and Wonder Woman asked that that doesn't hold up. We look some, in my opinion, look at some of the messages. Shazam has been really good. I really enjoy Shazam.
Me too. And the thing I like about Shazam is they don't have to put that in the Snyderverse with Cavill and all that. I mean, we never saw all of Superman at the end of Shazam, so they're still open to do that. I do like Shazam as just Shazam without the Shazam family. I get the I get it. You know, you know, that's fine. Oh,
I hear a visitor.
Hi, Leia. We are live on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. What do you want to say? Into the mic.
Now you're shy? What did she say? I think I talked over her.
She didn't say anything yet.
Okay.
Well, tell me, what did you watch on TV? What's... Oh, there you are, girl. There's that pretty face. What's that, Brian? Not yet.
Princess Leia, how are you?
Hi. How you doing, kid? I got the headphones on. How you doing, kiddo?
Good.
All right, kiddo.
Well, all right.
Say bye to the Fandemic fans and Brian for now, and we're going to get going on the show, okay?
Hi.
Hi and bye, sweetie.
All right, bye, sweetie, honey.
You said for me to say hi.
Yep. All right, kiddo. We're going to get going, all right? All right. So, Shazam.
I love she's like your cat, man. She's hanging on your shoulder.
I know, right? So after Shazam, there was Black Adam. And the trailer did come out. That looks fantastic, man. Yes. I am
long overdue. He's been casting his role for years.
Right.
And those of you know who he is the most electrifying man in all of entertainment. Do you smell what The Rock is cooking? So it is out. And no one else could play Teth Adam. I am so glad to have him as, and if you don't know what Teth Adam is, watch the movie. But he is the perfect person, physically, attitudinally, it all. I am so excited.
Bye.
I mean, I think Black Adam is going to trump Batman for any type of DC connected products for me, as far as me being excited for it.
I agree, man. Now, do you know much about the villain for that, Sabacc? So Sabacc, he is like the Shazam version of Satan. So you say Sabacc and you get all the powers of all these demons.
Yep.
That's about all I really know. So it'll be interesting to see how they kind of play off. Justice Society. I cannot wait for to see the Justice. Yes. I hope they do get a spinoff of that. And this is another, like, where is this going to fit in? Is this going to be, like, in the same universe as Shazam? Sure. I mean, because Shazam and Black Adam kind of go hand in hand.
With JSA, much more than JSA.
Right. You know, so I can't wait.
Yeah, which is sort of my concern with how DC's had. Marvel had a similar issue that they tried to rectify. There's a different based on the financial piece. Mm-hmm. DCU has just kind of decided, well, we'll have one version over here and one version based on mood. And, you know, so they can't decide of who they are. Do you want something going more ultra-violent, more drifting to the PG-13 rated R, hence the Snyderverse? And some of this stuff can be a little heavy versus having things that may be more family-oriented. Things that would be kind of like the Marvel audience would go to, like we've seen with Shazam. I think we'll get something similar with that with JSA. They've got all the name, which is what's kind of, which is not really surprising, but kind of disheartening when you're DC, when you have Superman, Batman, and Wonder Woman. When if you ask a person, especially pre the MCU, so 13, 14, 15 years ago, name a superhero and just see who the average would say, they probably give you Superman and Batman number one and two, somewhere in there.
Yep,
but it breaks my heart to say. Batman's probably number two after Superman. But you're right. It would definitely be Spider-Man or some of that later on. Marvel would not be, my guess, from the iconography, I cannot speak today, for those iconic that will cheat. But those iconic archetypal heroes, it's really generally DC's been around longer.
Yeah.
But the fact that they really can't seem to connect with the product the way that Marvel, number one, gives a lot of credit to Marvel, but also makes me look at DC and go, yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. I hope they get there's some roadmap for them.
Yep.
Now there was a movie that we didn't hear anything about at San Diego Comic-Con, which was The Flash, Flashpoint. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that one, they just want to get that out and forget about
out and
it.
Over.
Yeah, or figure out a way.
Yeah.
I bet you that if Michael Keaton was not reprising his Batman in it,
yep.
it would not be released.
Yeah, they would take a Flashpoint to Flashpoint. They really should go back in time and undo it, right? So, yeah, which is unfortunate. I was really hopeful. Flash getting a standalone movie, mm-hmm. Flashpoint. It started off as one of those really great seminal things for Flash. DC has used it to really expand to the overall DC universe again. So casting matters, and what your cast members do matters. Yes.
Yeah. And then before we get into Marvel, anything else about DC, or do you think we got it all?
I think we covered it pretty good, man, because okay. I know I'm really excited to get to Marvel. So.
Yeah, dude. One other thing right in between before we hit Marvel, I want to talk about Dungeons and Dragons, Honor Among Thieves. So to me, I'm getting more of shades of the old cartoon.
Yes.
Than
yes,
I am
yes.
like the actual role-playing game. And that's a good. I like that.
Thank you. I was going to ask you, how did you feel about that? For me, absolutely, they should drift more to the cartoon than the card game. So I am much more okay with them making it more about the more reminiscent of the show versus the game.
Yes. And trailer came out. Check it out. Chris Pine, Roger, gosh, I can never think of his name. He was also in The Gray Man too. And he's just a fantastic actor.
Yeah.
We need him in Marvel and DC. I mean, get him a role, people. Other than that, let's go over Phase 5. And we'll just do this one at a time. I got a list here, Brian. So
thank you.
All right. So starting on February 17th of 2023, we are going to get Ant-Man 3.
Yes.
Quantumania. And Cassie Lang has an outfit. Now, I don't remember from the comics. Is she part of the Ant-Man world, or is this kind of their
Yeah, no, she is. So her name in the comics is Stature. So she is. Okay. So she is much, while she has the shrink powers that Ant-Man does, she typically uses hers more for more growth. So she is much more in the vein of Goliath than Ant-Man. But, you know, she again is, and I like that, and that's one thing that was actually was cool about the Blink was the way they had Cassie cast in Ant-Man and Ant-Man and the Wasp. She's significantly younger than the version that we get introduced in the Young Avengers, where most of her stuff lays with the Blink and jumping her 5 years in age. We're getting to that point. Whether they call her Stature or not, that is where a lot of her stuff is.
Good. Yeah. Again, I'm super excited for it. Video. So
she also, though, just if I can interrupt, she also is the difference between her and either the Scott Lang Ant-Man or the Hank Pym Ant-Man is that her powers are, because she's been exposed to Pym particles for so long, her powers are actually organic based. She is, they don't call her a mutant. Because they do similar with Spider-Man, they do some things like, well, you kind of don't technically meet the standard of a mutant, but her powers are not necessarily related to her having to use Pym particles to change her size. But again, Stature is a big part of that, as is, which I don't know if they'll feed into this, but as is the younger, I'm blanking on her name, which I cannot believe I'm doing that, but the new Hawkeye from Hawkeye.
Haley Steinfeld.
Her character is also in the Young Avengers, and her character and Stature are actually really good friends in the comics.
Oh, nice.
So we will see if maybe there's some bleeding into that as well.
I hope so. They're setting it up perfectly. So after Quantumania, we are going to get the TV series Secret Invasion. That's going to be coming in spring of 2023.
Yes.
Secret Invasion is the Skrulls. So some of the people that you that's out there isn't really them, and they are taken over by these shape-shifting people. This is going to have heavily... Who's going to be part of this?
Say it. With an L stance. Mm-hmm. I am so excited. I was so we get to this. But this is, again, I give Marvel credit. They do sometimes take departures from the comic canon, a.k.a. Miss Marvel. But usually when they do those things, they're actually done for the betterment of the character. I'm really excited for Secret Invasion, because in Secret Invasion may give a Super Skrull. And if you give a Super Skrull, that is, and I think we will get Super Skrull, because I'm kind of bearing the lead a little bit. Super Skrull is a natural fit for another series, for another bit we're going to get towards the tail end of, I think, Phase 6, which is the Fantastic Four. So we definitely want all the Secret Invasion, and please give us, at least give us a hint at the Super Skrull.
Yes. All right, so that's going to be coming out in spring 2023. After that, we're going to get in May. On May 5th of 2023, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3.
I'm just hyped for the soundtrack.
Yeah,
I am just hyped. I mean, I have always thoroughly enjoyed the Guardians, but I mean, one of the biggest things in the Guardians, since the first few moments of Volume 1, is we need that Guardians soundtrack. Not to mention, we also have the Groot 5-episode shorts that will be on Disney Plus as well. So I am Groot is taking over the world and giving us. I'm curious, because I heard there was a trailer, but I haven't been able to find it online, so I don't know if they made it available to the public, but about Volume 3, are we getting full-on grown-up Groot, or are we still staying with teenage Groot?
I don't know. That'll be interesting. Well, in Doctor Strange, he was still kind of that teenage Groot. So.
Was there Guardians? I mean, because I haven't seen it yet.
Not in Doctor Strange, but I mean Thor, Love and Thunder.
I was going to ask you, in Love and Thunder, mm-hmm. he was still a teenage Groot?
Yeah, okay. He's still teenage in that. So.
All right, okay.
Yeah. No, so after Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, we are going to get the Marvels. So
with the emphasis on the S, because we have three characters that have connection to the word Marvel. Absolutely.
Yes. And so it's going to be the sequel to the Ms. Marvel series, Captain Marvel.
As well
2.
As Captain Marvel. Yep.
Yep. And they kind of set that up at the end of Ms. Marvel. So good job there. Looking forward to it. You already got all the stuff already has my money. Let's be real.
Well, you've got with Marvels, just take a second. With Marvels, you really got, and this is going to be great to watch them do it, you really have the intersection of three different Marvel products. You have it's the sequel to Captain Marvel. It is the sequel to the Captain Marvel movie, which the last time we saw Captain Marvel, originally the last time we saw Captain Marvel, it was the end of Endgame.
Yeah.
Then in with the short hair, which, you know, again, two guys comment on a woman's hair. We're going to avoid that.
Right.
Then you see a really quick pick of Carol Danvers at the end of Ms. Marvel. And then while her name is, I don't think they've even named her superhero character yet, but Phantasm, who obviously Photon, I keep saying Phantasm this last week.
Proton or Photon.
Photon, who also was previously known as Captain Marvel, will also be featured as well. So you have you'll probably have the characters named Captain Marvel, Ms. Marvel, and Photon, but also who has a connection to both Captain Marvel and was previously named Captain Marvel in Marvels. And this looks extremely good. I'm really excited.
All right, then after that, in summer of 2023, we are going to get Loki Season 2.
Yes. He who remains. And you know what? We all have had those bad breakups.
Yeah.
You know? And breaking up with yourself is really, really hard. It's really, really hard. So, but they're giving us, again, they're giving us more Mobius, which I got to give them so much credit on their I break it with canon a little bit, but the way that they handled with Owen Wilson, kind of reimagining that character, I think Wesson was much better with the Time Syndicate. And the good thing about Loki Season 2 is that's going to tie in on some level to Ant-Man and the Wasp, the Quantumania, because if you've seen the poster for that, who do we see in the background of Ant-Man 3?
That'd be Kang the Conqueror.
Also known as He Who Remains, which again, yes. If you've seen the original Loki, he is at the end of that, and they definitely set him up for the being the big bad for some other products we're going to talk about. So again, yeah. you see it, Marvel does this masterfully, seeing the different pieces on the chessboard moving, but we're definitely probably going to get now maybe some interaction between Ant-Man and Loki, which we really have not had before. Mm-hmm. So that would be great. That would be great.
And I mean, and they picked a good villain. Well, Kang, yes, he's a villain, but he's also a good guy. Kang is very, very complicated.
Yes.
We never did do our episode on Kang, did we?
No, we didn't. We need to revisit that.
Yeah, definitely. All right, cool. So after Loki, we are going to get into Echo.
Also, before you go to that, before Echo, mm-hmm. Kang also has connections to another Disney series in Moon Knight. So there's a lot that can happen here. There's a lot, as well as while he is now, again, RIP to Tony Stark, which we'll mm-hmm. probably talk about some other stuff as well coming up, which I'm really excited about. But there's lots of moving parts, which, again, when we talk about, at this point, Marvel, probably 70 years of stories, yeah. That you just got to give their crew so much credit for weaving that in a way that people who, unlike you and I, who this is what we do all day, every day, even though mm-hmm. we do it for free, do it in a way that the general audience can watch and not get lost. And that's really, this talks about their masterful storytelling. Really well
yeah,
done.
For sure. Well said. All right. Going into Echo. Now, Echo, it's already been announced that both Charlie Cox and...
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. The Kingpin actor. What's his name? Thank you.
Will he wear his Edgar suit?
You know, I mean, I'm okay if there's a reference to Edgar suit.
What if he brings Jennifer Lopez and has the horns? How do you feel about that?
I mean, you know what? I mean, like, Vincent D'Onofrio is like an amazing actor, so I think he can rock it. Whatever. You know what? Give us the Army movie that he killed himself in. What was that? A Full Metal Jacket.
Yes.
Cameo. I mean, like, give some
this
sort
is
of
my
reference. Weapon.
This is my gun. This is for shooting. Yep. This is for fun. Have you? I just a quick tangent. So the other day I was looking for something to binge, and on HBO, they have in the heart of the pandemic, Ethan Hawke, I'll connect to Moon Knight.
Yeah.
Ethan Hawke was actually approached by the offspring of Paul Newman and I'll forget her name now, Joanne Woodward, because there had been a project to really talk about their life story in memoirs that the person who was doing the story actually burned a lot of audio tapes that he had done, not sure why, but literally burned all these audio tapes with famous people that he had interviewed that could speak about their relationship. But all the audio tapes have been transcribed. So it's very interesting. It's really like old Hollywood. So what Ethan Hawke does, in the heart of the pandemic, he makes a movie and through Zoom. And what he actually does, he calls all his celebrity friends, including Vincent D'Onofrio, and what they do by mail, old school U.S. mail, they mail out the transcripts, and they have different people reading these interviews based on the life of these very famous movie stars, including having George Clooney be Paul Newman.
Wow.
And so it's just, but the reason that D'Onofrio is there is they also have little outtakes of what it's to be an actor. And D'Onofrio is known for his famous method. He gets really, really immersed in characters. And Ethan Hawke, Ethan Hawke looked the same as he did in Moon Knight. Like, mm-hmm. Hawke has kept the whole, like, basically, I think Ethan Hawke went from his house to the Moon Knight set, the long hair, everything. And Ethan Hawke basically goes, can you explain the method? And D'Onofrio, and I'll make this really brief, D'Onofrio goes, well, this is acting. And this is when you pretend. And he goes, talk about, oh, stop, don't do that. It really upsets me. While he's giving it very effectively, he's acting, he's pretending. Then he goes, the method is you literally find something in your life and you see him in an instant go to full on weeping of finding something in his life that was abusive. And then him giving those same lines. And then stopping the method, giving himself a few moments, fairly, I mean, this is one, this is straight on a Zoom. Like, there's no cuts or breaks. Drying his eyes and going, that's method acting. And it was just like,
wow.
You watch that and you go, the talent, not the, and the emotional toll has got to be able to switch that quickly.
Yeah.
But again, so glad to see him in Kingpin. I know that was one of our tens, but again, it's called The Last Movie Stars. If you look for something that
I saw that. Yeah,
it's
I saw that.
Really, again, it's just a unique, as much as the actual content, it's really interesting to understand the way in which they make the product, which again, they made a movie over Zoom, is just really cool. It's really, really cool.
That's really cool. Awesome. So after Echo, we are going to get finally Blade, November 3rd, 2023.
Damn time.
Man, 100%. There's not a lot out there about the movie. I know there's been some casting.
But I thought I saw an article. Maybe it was a Reddit article that said Charlie Cox may also make an appearance. No, that's She-Hulk. Mm. He's also in that. I'm trying to think. I thought Daredevil was going to be in a couple series. The other one is She-Hulk Attorney at Law. That's where they've confirmed he'll also be there as well.
Yeah, that makes sense. Blade.
Yeah,
it just makes sense for him to just do a cameo in that. I don't think he's going to have a big part in it at all.
No. If you've seen the most recent trailer, there's a quick little blur. There's a quick little shot of someone right in the end, which appears most likely to probably be Daredevil.
Yeah.
But we're getting Blade. Finally getting Blade, which turns into hopefully give us our Marvel Knights. You and I are both hopeful we'll get that as well. Absolutely. Now,
do you know who is rumored to play Dracula in Blade?
No.
Homelander. The guy that plays Homelander is I think it's Anthony Rapp or something like that.
Yes.
Yeah, he is rumored to be Dracula but I hope those are true. I think that's amazing.
I would even be okay with Kiefer Sutherland at this point.
Yes. And
Just not Jason Patrick. Okay.
Yeah, if anybody doesn't get that reference, message us. We'll throw you in offline.
Yes. Yeah. You're also the people that think Twilight is a good movie. Okay. Right. All right. So, yes.
Or Kristen Stewart can act.
Yeah. Okay. Here's my Kristen Stewart impersonation of her emoting over something being really sad.
You nailed it. You could be, dude, you could take her spot.
There it is.
In all of the Twilight movies.
Yes.
And would have made it better.
Fun fact, not only do my nipples match Ryan Gosling, my acting style matches Kristen Stewart.
Woo!
Okay, yes. All right. Save me from myself. Okay.
Well, after Blade, we're going to get an Ironheart coming out in fall of 2023. And that is going to follow Riri. If you don't know anything about Ironheart, we got plenty of time. We'll fill you in. But Ironheart is a young girl.
Yes.
Who African American girl?
Yeah, that Dominique becomes. Riri. Yep. I can't. Yep. Very much. Super genius. Very much takes after Tony Stark. Hence the name Ironheart versus Iron Man or Iron Person. They're tying this into another thing we're going to mention here very shortly, which is we're very, very excited for an upcoming that's going to end Phase 5. But it looks very awesome. I mean, just based on very good source material, and they just don't drop the ball in Marvel, honestly, aside for Eternals. Mm-hmm. Even that Marvel has dropped the ball on, like, we weren't super thrilled with the original take on the Mandarin. They rehab that. We weren't super thrilled with their original take on the Inhumans. They rehab that. Mm-hmm. If they have the Eternals and anything going forward, I have complete confidence they can rehab that. So they've done overall really good things. So I'm really excited to see their take on Ironheart.
Me too. To be honest, I don't think I even own any Ironheart comics.
Sure.
I don't think I've read any. I mean, I think she showed up in an animated series, I think, but I'm not 100% sure. And I know about the character, but I'm interested in the character. So I'll probably look out and get some more stuff.
Well, Marvel is making a very conscious effort to, this is the woke section of our show. Marvel is trying very hard to be multicultural, which they should. Comics are for everyone. Mm-hmm. And we've seen in their take on Moon Knight, their take on Miss Marvel, their take on Eternals. They did that really well. Some of the other parts of Eternals weren't great, but the multiculturalism with Eternals has done really, really well. And of course, how they've handled things That's all I'm going to say about that for a second. I have no doubt that with their take on Ironheart will be done very, very well. The casting from what they've already revealed is really exemplary. So really excited for Ironheart. I'm really excited to see lots of little boys and girls running around dressed as Ironheart. I am really excited for a few Halloweens from now.
Yeah, man. I mean, and you have to give this over to Marvel, because even in the comics, they can do diversity better.
Yes.
And get in more representation than yes. DC Comics.
Yes.
I mean, and like DC Comics, like they'll make this big deal out of, you know, whatever. And then it's not even part of the story.
Yeah. I'm like, very quickly.
Tell a good story mm-hmm. with it, and then nobody's going to complain.
Yes. The one character they've had that really has really done well with that idea of diversity, and really just talking about the political side of our work. We do live in a political world, mm-hmm. like it or not, has yeah. been your boy, Oliver Queen. So yeah. Green Arrow steps into that with Green Lantern's assistance. But beyond that, it seems to be above the fray with Superman and Batman, which is sad. Mm-hmm. So I really like, that's the difference between DC and Marvel all the time, that DC treats the heroes almost as gods and things yeah. that are above them versus, let's remember, Marvel has a legitimate series of gods. That's what the Asgardians are. Mm-hmm. And they still kind of care about, you know, when Thor can overdo it on carbs, that's my kind of Asgardian. That's the kind of dude that's going to get my money. All right.
Yeah. 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 So, I mean, and definitely go explore those books. Go get Superman, go with Batman, go get Iron Man, go get these comic books. There's a lot in there, especially here in a few minutes when we get to the accumulation and stuff. So after Ironheart, we are going to get another show on Disney Plus, Agatha, Coven of Chaos.
Yes.
Winter 2023.
Yes.
This is the sequel. I don't know if it'll be a sequel or if it'll be a prequel to WandaVision.
Yeah.
So,
but it is starring Catherine Hahn, though, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So, again, of the cast that you cannot go wrong, if you bring Catherine Hahn, it is really hard to mess that up. So, I'm really, really excited to see that. This plays into a lot of things we saw in WandaVision, a lot of things mm-hmm. we saw in Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness. And, again, DC bringing in more, quote-unquote, magic. Which is just fantastic. I mean, even, and I don't know if you've seen the most recent She-Hulk Attorney at Law trailer, mm-hmm. but if you have not seen it, there's a really quick, great moment where our boy Wong from Doctor Strange pops in, which we're bringing in magic in the multiverse more into the next phase 5 and 6. And, you know, when they first talk about all the phases of that, like, okay, that's just whatever, let's just do the movies. But it really does help kind of, you see the frameworks really shift, which I think you need to have almost a phase mentality where you have so much source material and so many writers over so many years to make it make sense. So bring in, not get people lost what they are really doing. So I'm really excited to see that. And I'm sure we're going to talk more about She-Hulk Attorney at Law, but really, really excited for those things. And yes, I'm really excited for, again, Agatha, Coven of Chaos.
So just to switch gears back to She-Hulk, my favorite part of the new trailer is when she broke the fourth wall, because there's two characters that mm-hmm. can break the fourth wall. That's She-Hulk and Deadpool. So when I saw that, I'm like, okay, now you got me. Now I'm into it. Now I want to watch it. Because that first trailer did not do She-Hulk justice.
No, it did not. I will say, though, that while that was my second favorite, my favorite, honestly, was my boy Tim Roth turning into the Abomination.
That was my favorite part.
With the full flipper ears. Like, they've never explained. By the way, this is what the Abomination is supposed to look like. That thing in the Incredible Hulk. Because I love that part when, when General Ross goes, you know, which one? The green one. I'm like, they're
all green.
Green. like, and the gunner knows, like, okay, shoot the green, like the light green or the dark, the money green or the lime green. Yeah, so they totally have made, we saw this again in Shang-Chi. I hope they get more interrelation between him and Wong. Because part of me goes, when Wanda was destroying the temple. Where the heck was he at? Like, dude, we can use some help here. You know, that's when you just go, hey, it's time to get angry, dude. But that really quick little blurb, and while your cat usually makes an appearance, mine has now.
Yeah.
Hi, Chewy. But I'm really excited for that as well. So, yes.
Nice. After Agatha, we are going to get 18 full episodes of Daredevil.
Now say that one more time for the people in the back that they did not hear that. How many episodes, sir?
That would be 18. A one and an eight put together, no spaces, all the way. 18 freaking episodes. This show is going to be amazing.
Yes.
Now, have you read Born Again?
A while back.
Okay, I need a refresher on it too, which, well, now that this has been announced, it's probably going to happen pretty soon.
Right?
Yeah. Daredevil Born Again is definitely, I'm going to be rereading that so I can kind of get the scoop on that. We'll do an episode of Born Again Daredevil about that. So, man, so Charlie Cox is back as Daredevil.
Enough there could said. Only be one Daredevil. I mean, if they would have cast anyone else. I mean, again, see what we saw in Spider-Man. And again, the little piece in every movie so it leads to something else. So what we saw in Spider-Man, No Way Home, again, that really quick moment of Charlie Cox's Daredevil. One of the multiple things that you and I were screaming like teenagers, because we still are.
I know.
It was just like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. This is great that we're going to, again, they're going to give us. It's totally still from DC, but they give us this thing that we didn't know we wanted, right?
Yeah,
and which is totally that.
And I mean, Daredevil is just—he's one of Marvel's best characters.
Yes,
I mean, Daredevil is one of the best written characters in decades. I mean, like collecting Daredevil comic books should be just as good as Spider-Man. I mean, Daredevil—he's in that same vein as Spider-Man. You're never gonna see him work long term with X-Men or Avengers,
right.
You know, I mean, Defenders. He's part of the Defenders, but I mean, that's a street level.
Yeah.
You know who I would love to see a team up in a crossover?
Okay.
Daredevil and Green Arrow.
Nice.
Those two would be just unstoppable.
Because they would inherently not like each other,
right?
But they would work together well. I mean, Daredevil again is always one of my favorite. But here's my quick Daredevil question for you: Which Daredevil suit are you a fan of?
Yellow,
my friend. That's why you're my tag team partner,
dude.
Right there. I didn't even get the question out. Bring us the yellow suit. Bring us back that bright yellow that even though he's trying to be incognito at night, we still in a bright ass yellow uniform. With the full on old school devil horns. I love my cat just sitting there doing the podcast. Yes, absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. I want my yellow Daredevil. It makes no sense for Daredevil to be yellow. I understand that, but it's just perfect.
Yeah, I mean, this is totally 100% for Brad and Brian. I mean,
it makes some sense for Spider-Man to have cobwebs in his armpits, but we liked it, okay?
Exactly. Oh, awesome. All right. After Daredevil, we're to the end. We got two left to phase five. We're going to get Captain America, New World Order.
And with Captain America, it is not the Chris Evans Captain America. It is. The Sam one, Wilson. The only, absolutely, the true, the new true.
Yeah.
By the way, when I saw Captain America, all I heard was the Hulk Hogan theme song. Like, NWO, really? Okay. I was like, for life. Okay. For those that don't know, that meant you obviously had better things to do in the 90s. but really excited for Captain America, New Order. Do we know anything really about this other than they've announced it?
No, I'm guessing... because of what's coming after this,
sure,
we're gonna get Red Skull's daughter as his villain, because that's usually
more than Power Broker. You think?
Power Broker. They kind of left the trail.
Yo, her and U.S. Agent, those two are kind of out there a little bit. Yeah,
maybe. So it'll be interesting. I'm just glad they're gonna give. Here's my hopes for that. I hope they bring in Isaiah Bradley.
You'd almost have to.
I would love to see like Sam Wilson, Isaiah Bradley, and then maybe, you know, bring back Winter Soldier some way in there as well.
Yeah, I would think you can't do it without Winter Soldier. I sound like New World Order sounds very much like it's this large global conspiracy. So again, that to me doesn't
Hydra. They're gonna try to bring back Hydra.
Yeah, something of that nature. Yeah. So, you know, with that, you don't see him taking that alone. Mm-hmm. So he's gonna have to call upon his friends. And I think what that actually leads to, though, is having to bring in again Winter Soldier, which makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
So I am very excited for that. So, Bradley, do you happen to so when you mention Isaiah Bradley, mm-hmm. With that, do you so the guy that plays him, Carl Lumley, do you actually I don't know if you remember, there was a show in it was only one season. But there is a short-lived show on Fox called The Mantis. I don't know if you maybe have checked that out. He actually played Mantis. So the same actor plays as I Brantley played Mantis, which if you don't know Mantis, very underrated, would have been a hit now. Mm-hmm. It was a gentleman who actually had a spinal cord injury, so he used a wheelchair, but his Mantis suit, thing a la Iron Man, let him be mobile. He was like this urban street level, street justice superhero that they call the Mantis, who, you know, and it was the best, honestly, super alter ego ever, is you got this guy jumping out of, you know, this hover ship fighting bad guys. You got this very low-key guy with the Clark Kent glass who uses a wheelchair. It was one of those shows that would have been outstanding if it came out today. But every time I see him in anything, my head goes to how much I love Mantis.
Now, is that owned by Marvel or DC?
I'm going to do a little quick Google search about that because I was curious as well who actually owns that. Because you think in today's world, can we? And I remember Mantis was an acronym for like the AI system of it.
Right.
But I will definitely see who owns that because it's one of those things that, you know, almost kind of like Hancock. Like there's so many things that, you know, Will Smith needs the money. But at this point, like, are there so many great things out there that can be pushed again? So I am curious about that. So, I will look to see who owns, if anyone, where is it brought from? So it was developed by our buddy Sam Raimi, actually.
Really?
So, yes, apparently. And, trying to see if it says where the source was. I think it was an original idea by Sam Raimi. I don't think it's owned by any particular.
Very cool.
Which means, especially given his new connection with our buddies over at Marvel, maybe, just maybe. So again, Marvel, we know you're listening. If you could give us a Mantis one, just like I think you should give us a Sliders, give us an updated Sliders, that would be fantastic.
Yes, and I want good Stargate, please.
Yes. I tried to get into Atlantis.
Jason Momoa couldn't even save that show.
You know, and that tells you something. This man can lift the ocean, but he can't save. Yes.
It just
SG-1 was really good. SG-1 was really good, but everything after that was like.
Yeah.
But I like a happy MacGyver. I don't like sad MacGyver. I like a happy MacGyver.
Exactly. So, Brian, after Catherine, do you know what it is that is closing out Phase 5?
I've hinted at it multiple times. Yes, Chewie and I are really happy. It is Wakanda Forever.
That's in Phase 4. Yeah.
Phase 4 is that. Yeah. Oh, what is
phase
it?
Phase 5. Thunderbolts.
Thunderbolts. Yes. Thank you. Thunderbolts. Which also means we're getting more of our. Okay. My buddy. After Loki, my absolutely favorite villain that they've ever had, which is Baron Zemo.
Man, Baron Zemo was so good in Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Yes.
That I think the comics almost had to turn him into an anti-hero.
Yes. I love when he points out to Captain America to Winter Soldier. He goes, I'm a baron. I'm rich. Like, when they were like, how do you get a plane? It's like, dude, I'm rich. Yeah. Like, just because I can shoot a gun doesn't mean I'm not wealthy, dude. So, yeah.
Right? Oh man. Yep, Thunderbolts, that is the Marvel version of Suicide Squad, if you didn't know. We
and
will
also
be doing
give the Spider. Yeah, we'll talk more about it, but also give it a Spider-Woman, which I'm curious if they will actually do that. I mean, they have enough characters that my pitch might talk about a character they haven't really done yet. There's so many characters they haven't done. And we're looking at bringing in again. Now we're bringing in more of the mutants, which is going to lead to two very specific teams I'm sure we'll talk about as well at some point. But you know, there's so many characters that are part of the Thunderbolts team they honestly have not mentioned yet. So, do we see those brought in other products? So they're not completely foreign. We get a Thunderbolts, so they just introduce them in Thunderbolts, so they just revamp it. We'll have Baron Nemo. They cannot do Thunderbolts because Baron Nemo was the lead of the original Thunderbolts team, and they've introduced him. So you cannot see him not being in Thunderbolts.
Yeah.
But at the same time, who else is a part of that team? And you've got obviously you got to get some Thunderbolt Ross in that as well. Yeah. So there's a lot that can be done there as
Abomination
well.
Abomination will be in there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't Spider-Woman Jessica Drew, isn't she best friends with She-Hulk?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So maybe they'll introduce Jessica Drew in they could either She-Hulk or honestly, they could easily bring her in Secret Invasion as well.
Yes.
Because she's a high member of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yes. So all those S.H.I.E.L.D. urban heroes, so the She-Hulks, the Daredevils, one of the things we have not talked about, again, we mentioned with Mike Coulter earlier, we've not heard them mention Luke Cage I don't control anyone's schedules, not even my own, but given that Evil does about 10 episodes a year, it's completely a streaming show at this point, which means they've got a lot more flexibility with production. You would really hope that if you're going to bring him in, you're going to have She-Hulk. We get Jessica Drew as well as Luke Cage again. We've got Shang-Chi, Iron Fist. Thank you for participating, and we wish you the well in our future endeavors. Maybe you're going to hang out with Vince McMahon. But did you like that, sir?
Very, very clever. If you didn't get it, Vince McMahon retired this week.
Yes, and when someone leaves the WWE, they're usually told best of wishes with your future endeavors.
Yeah,
anyway,
yeah.
I really hope we get, again, both of Jessica Drew and Luke Cage and with Kristen Ritter and Mike Coulter reprising those roles. Yep, yep.
Yeah, I mean,
not Jessica Drew.
Yeah, so I mean, I think that's why they're making that 18 episodes. I think that they are gonna we're gonna get Luke Cage there,
right?
But Marvel, I want heroes for hire. You can do Shang-Chi and you can do Luke Cage. I mean, give me heroes for freaking hire, okay? Thank you.
Well, and again, going back to it, while we keep hitting on the number, first of all, 18 should probably sound like a lot of episodes anyway. But they're saying that Disney Plus, I think Captain America Winter Soldier is a little longer. But generally, Disney Plus shows have been 6 episodes. So this is 3 seasons of what you would typically get from a Disney Plus show. So that right there shows you that they're investing a lot in this and give themselves the space for, I think, a lot of people, which, again, they're great for giving us surprises, you know. Mm-hmm. So if they can make Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire a thing, you can make Kristen Ritter and Mike Coulter a thing. That's all I'm saying.
Right. And for some reason, Iron Fist just didn't come back from the blip. There you go.
Yeah, you know, or you know what? He blipped over the Atlantic Ocean and, oh, darn it. So there you go.
All right. So that was sort of the projects, and all of that is going to be leading into Avengers the Kang Dynasty.
Now, we need to, again, this is proof. Obviously, these products have been gone on long, long before our Love Little Podcast, but this is where Brad and I said that DC is listening. So, for those that are fans of the show, last week, or maybe it was 2 weeks ago, Brad and I had a real quick, as we do our tangents, of what do we see as in the next big Marvel project.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, there's going to be an event that talks about magic, and we've got Shang-Chi. Your response is you didn't see a new Marvel product happening, the new Avengers, which you saw is them doing the Secret Wars. So, what happened is we are both right, because while we have Avengers, the Kang Invasion is one Marvel movie, we're getting two, and the other one is the Avengers Secret Wars. So we know you're listening, Marvel, and you know what? Take our good idea and have a good time with it.
Yeah, so I have a theory about Kang, more Secret Wars and than Kang Dynasty. The Kang Dynasty is going to be all about everything, pretty much Kang not screwing up, but setting everything in motion for Secret Wars.
Mm-hmm.
Secret Wars is going to be take place in different multiverses all to one.
Absolutely.
It's going to act like Marvel's Crisis on Infinite Earths.
Absolutely.
When Secret Wars is done, we will have mutants and we will have the Fantastic Four.
Yes.
On the same Earth.
Yes.
As our normal
You're
Avengers.
Move 838 to 616. Absolutely.
Yep. Yep. Yes, sir. And
which is actually how they can give us Wanda back. If they don't give us, if she didn't, I'm still not sold that she did. Again, spoiler. I'm still not sold that she didn't make it out of Doctor Strange 2. But even if she did, similar to how they gave us Gamora back, right? They can give us Wanda back. And this, and remember, and this was, I was going to talk a little bit about my pitch. Can I jump into my pitch? It's out of order, but this is relevant to this. Okay.
Yeah, go for it, man. Yeah, that's fine.
This was my thought. Is similar to what you said with Secret Wars, bringing the multiverse. Remember, in 838, the Wanda of that universe has the two kids. They never show the kid's dad. So if you know the canon of Vision, they switched up how Vision is created. In the Marvel movies, Vision is actually created as the ultimate body for Ultron. And what they do is they take the Jarvis AI, put it in the Vision, mix with the Mind Stone. You shake it, you don't stir it, you get the Vision. You get Paul Bettany being Paul Bettany.
Yeah, which is great. With a teaspoon of Mjolnir.
Yeah. Other than I wanted the Solis for him to be helping us find the secret behind the Mona Lisa, but whatever. Okay. If you didn't get that, watch the Da Vinci Code. But beyond that, you, again, prove the albinos. All albinos are evil. Oh, real quick. This is, again, a tangent. Da Vinci Code is one of the movies that cited of showing the evil albino.
Yeah.
You did notice that in when WandaVision, when they bring back Vision, again, spoiler alert.
I know. What is this?
This is happening. Okay.
Oh, my buddy, I wish I talked, because like when I saw that,
yeah,
we were doing Prevenge when WandaVision came out.
Yes.
But I made a reference to that, and everybody I was around, like my wife and everything, were like, looking at me like, what? And I'm like, hey, he's an albino now.
He's an albino. Okay. Okay. So back to my group. So we won't do a pitch later. This is just what I was thinking. So this is my thought process. So when we get Secret Wars, we get all the melding of the multiverse. Maybe we get a multiverse to a universe again. Mm-hmm. Here's how they could work it. They can use bringing the 838 Wanda into our whatever. And that gives us Wanda back. She's got to bring the two kids, which give us Hulkling and Wiccan. But also... is going to be the kids' dad. Now, I don't think it'll be Vision. I think it will go more to the comic book canon of who Vision was based on, and that is Wonder Man. And I think that's how we get Wonder Man, is Wonder Man comes over from A3A as the baby daddy. Or, you know, maybe they're married. They just didn't have, maybe just when she dreamwalked, dad was at work or something. So, yeah. So I think that's how they give us Wonder Man, who was one of my favorite members of the West Coast Avengers, who was, again, the ultimate why the Vision was created. And I think that, and which is, was one of Marvel's many takes on trying to create someone that's an analog of Superman. So I really think giving us Wonder Man would be a really cool idea. And I've already got my thoughts on the casting of that. So anyway, all right. So Marvel, if you're listening, give us Wonder Man. All right, sir. Back to it.
No, you got to tell me, who's your fan cast for Wonder Man?
Okay, my fan cast for Wonder Man, we actually, I have a couple. So number one, I thought it could be Ryan Gosling, but then I thought the body. But, you know, honestly, if they could get him out of his DC contract, our boy Peacemaker.
That's good.
I could see it being John Cena.
That is amazing.
I can totally see it being John Cena. He's got the build. I mean, the guy's a rock. Okay. He's fought the Rock, actually. Sorry. Okay. He's built like a piece of granite. How's that? Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
But I think he's got the acting chops for it. And we've seen a little bit of cross between, I mean, come on, you get Christian Bale is now in, you know, was in Love and Thunder. Why not, you know, give us some, we don't know, you know, we're talking 2-3 years in the future easily. You know, I think if you give us, and what a great thing to have is Cena. And I don't know if they have any no-compete clause, like you, if you're under contract with Marvel, you can't do DC or vice versa. But unless something like that, he would be my pick for Wonder Man. Absolutely.
Very cool. I concur with that. Wonder Man is due for a Marvel resurgence. So,
and they could never call him. They just call him Simon. I've got to call him Wonder Man.
Yeah,
Wonder Man's kind of a lame name.
It is.
But you know, Wonder Woman, cool. Wonder Man, meh. So yeah, that's my hope. So that's my fan cast, and we know if we get 2-3 years from now, and John Cena is cast as Wonder Man, we know you were listening. We know you're listening.
So Brian.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to end the Marvel talk with one thing. What is the one thing that we have not brought up?
I feel there's several. You tell me, sir. What's the one
thing? Oh, really? Oh, okay. Maybe I'm missing something. Go ahead.
No.
Black Panther. Black Panther.
Yes, that's what I was going. Yes.
Okay,
yes,
cool.
Yes.
Cool.
Yes, right. Black Panther. Wakanda Forever. The trailer is wonderful. Again, they did a fantastic send-off of Chadwick Boseman, RIP. They gave us the Atlanteans. They totally gave us a Submariner. I love the fact they're making the Atlanteans Polynesian versus white people with Spock ears. We just don't understand. They didn't show it, but also I do hope they keep the feathered feet. I just would like that. You know, I don't know, again, if you're underwater, why feathered feet would work, but okay. But the trailer looks outstanding. Mm-hmm. Angela Bassett, you know, all the greatness that she brings. But we had this conversation over text earlier. This is my question to you, because the trailer ends with someone picking up the Black Panther mantle. They purposely do what you cannot tell. That is obviously going to be the big reveal of the movie. Again, Chadwick Boseman gone far too soon. Uh-huh. Who do you think? I think there's three possibles.
Yeah.
Who do you think is the new Black Panther?
Who I think and who I want are two different things.
Yes. Okay, go for it.
So for who I want is Shuri.
Okay, I'm with you as well.
Shuri is like to me,
and is also canon.
It's canon. I think who we're gonna get is Killmonger, but I think he's gonna be, I don't want to say infected, but like I think it's gonna have the essence of T'Challa.
Okay.
In Killmonger.
Sure.
And you know, they'll explain it because movies or because comics, whatever.
Yep.
And then I think he's gonna be the new Black Panther.
All right. So I'll give you my take on that. Number one, our takes are gonna be very similar. Number one, I totally want it to be Shuri. I think number one, unless you can do better than the source material, you go with the source material. Mm-hmm. So multiple times, the person that inherits the Black Panther mantle, which I believe is after Black Panther and Storm actually get married, which unfortunately they won't be able to go that route and get RIP to the late great Chadwick Boseman. Mm-hmm. But secondarily is it should be Shuri.
Yeah.
I really hope in a world where we're being very conscious of having equal representation, that in the world we have Ms. Marvel, where we have Captain Marvel, where we have Photon, where I get the feeling, where we see Black Widow literally be the leader of the Avengers in the crux of, you know, at the beginning of Endgame. We've seen all those things. Strong people like Gamora, that you don't take this from this person. The scene, if you've not seen the trailer, is at the very end of the Black Panther, the new release was released yesterday. Black Panther Wakanda Forever trailer is someone in full-on Black Panther garb, with their hand extending the claws. It definitely appears to be a black suit with gold inflections, which definitely seems to reflect Killmonger. Now, with that being said, Michael B. Jordan has been long confirmed to be in this. Now you can do flashbacks. There's lots of things. Mm-hmm. You know, Liam Neeson was in Dark Knight Rises, right? So yeah. I mean, there's things that can happen there. You know, we see Obi-Wan and Qui-Gon, and many. But Liam Neeson always shows up even when he's dead. That being said, I really hope if they don't do it, the only thing that would sort of work for my satisfaction would be Killmonger. Again, we see him pull out the sword. That does not mean that, again, Black Panther T'Challa doesn't do something with the Okoye, with the beads to save him, things of that nature, and maybe he grows a conscience. Or minimally, you know, he's going to save Wakanda. But I wanted to be sure. If it can't be sure, then give us as Killmonger. I'd even take M'Baku. I think that's an outside chance.
Yeah.
But I think it will be Shuri or Killmonger, and then we'll go from there.
Yeah, either way, it's going to be awesome.
The trailer looks so damn cool.
Dude, like, I dare you to watch that and not leak a little, man.
Yeah.
I mean, like, whoever did the editing of that with that background music and everything like that, and knowing with having like pretty much a funeral for Chadwick Boseman. I mean,
yeah,
like,
that is what that was.
Man,
yeah. And again, just because I, for lots of obvious reasons, love Black Panther. I watch it probably once a week. I'm probably now we're talking. I'm gonna watch as soon as we get off the recording. Mm-hmm. He just did so much for so many. I mean, Chadwick Boseman is fantastic. Thurgood Marshall, Jackie Robinson, you know, T'Challa. I mean, he plays so many James Brown, so many fantastic roles. And for him to be gone far too soon. You know, when your body gives out, your body gives out. And the fact he kept a lot of that private, I would. But if you're going to pick that up, Marvel has. I mean, if you watch What If, the way they treat the Black Panther centric episodes, they definitely have changed. They changed even if you stream Black Panther. I own Black Panther on Amazon, and then obviously I can stream it on Disney Plus. They actually changed the intro for Black Panther, for the streaming version on Disney Plus to really honor Chadwick Boseman. So they did that with the trailer. It is so much about that. And you can see the emotions of the actors. I mean, they were a tight crew. Ryan Coogler, I trust his vision that whatever he makes happen is going to be fantastic. But if you can give a Shuri as the new Black Panther, we'd appreciate it. But whatever you do, bruh, you have earned 100% latitude to give us a really great movie.
You still got my money.
Absolutely. I have not heard one thing. All I can think about is I'm going to have to get an eighth job to afford all the Marvel things at this point. I work three jobs as we speak because I don't sleep much. So with that being said, at this point, I think Marvel's going to be independent with all the money I'm giving them. So, yes.
That's awesome. That's at least you'll be able to put them on your taxes.
There it is, sir.
All right. So, did we miss anything from Marvel? Did we miss anything from San Diego Comic-Con?
I don't think we missed anything significant. Again, if things pop up, folks put it in our comment section. It just said there's a lot of really cool stuff. Again, it was very Marvel-centric because Marvel is leading it. Mm-hmm. But again, just to give DC like 2 cents of credit before we close out the SDCC chat, really, really, really looking forward to Black Adam. Super duper looking forward to Black Adam. And the Rock is, again, we're talking people who are kind of born for roles. We're talking about Chadwick being the perfect. There could be no one other than Chadwick as the original Black Panther. I can't think of anyone else that could play Tef Adam and giving us Black Adam, which I'm really, really, really excited for.
Yeah, Super Pets comes out next week.
Yes. Have you seen the TikToks of Kevin Hart and The Rock? Did you see the tortilla slap fight?
I have not. I will look that up.
I will send it to you. Okay. Yes, yeah, those two. Talk about a legit bromance, those two. And they're like 8 feet different in height.
Yeah.
It's just fantastic. Just fantastic. So, yeah.
Awesome. So I know. So if you don't like long episodes, sorry. But this is going to be really long.
Yeah, we're going a little bit longer, folks.
So I got a pitch, Brian, and I know you got a little bit of a riddle, right?
Well, actually, but I was gonna do a pitch talking about Wonder Man. So we did that. So you do your pitch, and we can do our verses.
All right, sounds good, man. So I was been revisiting some of the kid books that I've written.
Yes, I owe you some reviews, yes, sir.
Yeah, so I actually started getting one of them illustrated. I'm hopefully that'll be done, and then I'll have a couple people look at it, see if I need to add anything to it tomorrow. But So a while ago, I wrote a kid book called The Stuffed Animal Night Force, about stuffed animals that come alive at night in their in the kids' dreams to ward off the evil the dream invaders, right? Very, very Freddy Krueger, you know, ish sort of. And so I was rewriting everything. For some reason, like PowerPoint was messing up, so I had to kind of transcribe data, move my data over. And so then I started like writing. So I actually started my first script yesterday for this. And so I'm still going to make this a kid's book, but it might actually be a little bit more than that as well. So the whole purpose is just kids can't sleep. So dad goes to get his special Sergeant Ted E. Bear.
Nice.
Brings them to the kids, and then they go to sleep. They're excited, and they enter this dream world, right? And they go along, and they find Teddy Bear, but by then, the dream invaders are already starting, and then you got all the monster battles, and all the princess power girls. They have superpowers in their dream world because it's their dreams, right?
Right.
And
right.
So that's what it's about. That's my pitch. This has been written for a couple of years.
Sure.
And then all of a sudden I'm like, man, this could be a lot deeper than what I did. So
that
I started
playing
awesome.
The
demo. Thank you.
I just know because I don't have a black light on right now. I'm slowly falling further into the matrix.
Yeah, you are.
First off, great pitch, but that made me think about, did you catch what is coming out on Netflix on August 5th? So only a couple weeks from now.
No.
The Sandman.
Oh, we definitely need to do, we'll do an episode, a Sandman episode,
yes.
Get people ready for that. Maybe we'll do that next week.
Yes, yes, yes. So basically, and I'm sure they won't. I would love to somebody tie this into the Lucifer show. I'm 100% sure they won't. The tones are far too different. But again, we'll prevenge more about this. But for those of you that are listening that really like the Lucifer show that was on Fox when the Netflix for ended last year. Again, they took some liberties with Lucifer. They definitely lightened the tone, but Lucifer, Mazikeen, some of the characters from that show actually is from the Sandman series of novels and books, and they talk about the dreaming. You should definitely, again, the Sandman based on the trailer, and I don't know if you've seen the trailer yet, Brad.
I have, yeah.
But the trailer definitely is more analogous to the only thing that could have made this better, they actually would have found David, if they actually would have dug David Bowie up to have him play the Sandman. Because if those of you don't know this, Neil Gaiman's inspiration for how the Sandman looked in the original books was David Bowie. Yeah. But barring digging up Ziggy Stardust, it looks really cryptic, really slow, which it's supposed to be. Which, again, I already know this is going to make our, if it's of any value, there's going to be a lot of war reports on the Sandman. So, yeah. All right. Sir, are you ready to versus?
I am ready to versus. So,
all right.
So
I told you who my pick is.
One more. Well, Wonder Man?
Oh, no. Don't let me force you. Yeah, let me speed you up. Yeah, go for it.
Okay, so you're Wonder Man. Now,
nope, the X-23.
Oh, X-23. That's right. So, yeah. X-23. There's only one person that we've talked about today that I think would go good against an X-23.
Groot.
I, you know.
That being said, Groot's pretty tough. Groot takes a lot to kill Groot. Groot might hang in there. Groot might win due to adorableness.
Yeah, but because you're going Marvel, I don't want to go Marvel.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going Black Adam.
Not fair.
Okay.
Not fair. No, it's fine. I think I put 11 against Ash the other day, so I think we're fine. Okay.
Right.
So we got Black. I just love calling him Teth Adam. So we got Black Adam versus.
Such a badass name. Teth.
Right.
Teth Adam.
Yeah. So we got Teth slash Black Adam. You smell what he's cooking. If you smell it. Okay.
It's going to be X-23.
Yes. Yeah. So the part of Stone Cold Steve Austin will be played by X-23.
Right.
We're played by a small Latina girl, which actually, Fair. Yeah. So you got Black Adam versus X-23. Okay, so we got Marvel versus DC, where you have a god mystic empowered former hitman archaeologist versus a genetic clone of a Canadian near immortal former royalty who has brain damage and forgot his real name. Yeah, that makes perfect sense. God, I love comic books. Okay, all right. So, sir, do you want to take the initial stab at this one, me too, as far as how this fight's going to happen?
You know, I'll take a stab at this. So,
Go for it, sir. So
here's the thing. This is going to be due to my favorite way for the crossover is that we want to explain how it all happens. We're going to meet on Marvel. We're going to meet in the 616 Earth.
Okay.
You know, Marvel, DC, it's all the
first
same.
First off, I think that's how we should new to start going because it's just a baller thing to say, where you from? The 616. That's a, like, okay, I talked about Black Twitter the other day. Jay-Z, Jigga, we know you're listening.
Yeah.
You need to start doing the holler back. Like, your next album, where you from? For the 616, Hova. Okay, go ahead.
I love that. That yeah, absolutely. So we're in the 616.
You my boy, that was the whitest thing you've ever said in my life. Like, yeah, okay, I like that. Yeah. All right. That's good. Yeah. While I get further disappeared to the Matrix. Yeah.
And so Teth Adam is he's flying around, he's causing some chaos. He's already beat up Superman, he's already beat up Shazam. Shazam is already gone, you know, gone back to his kid mode. And then here he sees X-23, maybe in a wasteland. We're going to go desertish. She is looking for maybe this is after after Wolverine or Logan is dead. And she's actually picked up the mantle of Wolverine. I'm even going to give her the spandex. So we'll give her the yellow and blue spandex.
Mm-hmm. And the really long toenail, yeah.
And the really long toenail. And they're going to meet up. They're going to kind of have some words. They're going to fight. It's not going to be much of one because I don't think the adamantium will do anything to Black Adam.
Sure.
You know, so there's probably not much of a fair fight there. It probably should have gone a different way.
No, you're good.
But, if the adamantium could hurt Black Adam,
mm-hmm.
I just don't think it would because he's a magic based character.
Mm-hmm.
But if he's the visitor,
yeah,
maybe it would. I don't know. What do you think about that?
See, I know me. I was like, where my people win. So here's my version of how it actually would play out. Okay, so again, so this is in the 616, right? Okay, so here's how I play it out. In fact, I'll even take it. Obviously, the way I do it, I would just take it out of the 616. I have it happen in Marvel. I mean, in DC. Okay. But regardless, let's do that. Let's do it my way. We'll take it over in DC. So X-23, Laura is newly a high school student, and because she's very quiet, she's new. She is actually makes friends with one Mary Marvel, and then Black Adam's attempt to break down. By the way, I hope they give us the movie that he is more of an anti-hero, not just make him straight up good guy. Yeah. In his quest to take out Billy Batson, he takes a stab at Mary Freeman, aka Mary Marvel. So before she can do anything, before she can say the word, that magic word, her safe word, she's attacked, but her friend, one Miss X-23, sees the attack. At that moment, X-23 leaps into effect to defend her friend. Now, she cannot stand up with someone with the power of the seven Egyptian gods. So she quickly loses the ability to fight him off, but she also heals. So after taking some body blood, after catching these hands, she heals and comes back at him. While the adamantium won't do much damage, it may do a little more damage than usual with edge weapons with Teth Adam. Teth Adam, after becoming annoyed at this, decided he is going to fry this little girl. So he holds her up, and as he is getting ready to finish her off, he says the word Shazam, which brings down the lightning. However, he forgets one thing. her skeleton is adamantium. And what is adamantium? Metal. And what does metal conduct? Lightning. Yep. So as he holds her up, calls down the lightning, and it hits X-23. It also conducts the lightning through Black Adam, changing him back to his human form. And while she is hurt, a quickly healed X-23 is looking at a shocked Teth Adam without his powers, and before he can say anything else, with the toenail of doom, she takes him out. And that is how X-23 defeats Black Adam. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You know what? I like that a lot. I like that a lot. All right. So, Brian, who do we need to thank this week?
All right. Well, again, I want to give throw my shout out to my buddy Scott Scooter Moore. Thank you again so much for the Crown Royal Peach. I want to give another shout out to his son, Nathan Eric Moore, my nephew, whose birthday was a couple days ago. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, nephew.
We have our subscriber, one Stacy Jones. Thank you so much for your continued support of the show. And anyone and everyone who's enjoying tequila. Oh, my friend Karen Rosengreen is out and about enjoying tequila on Tequila. Happy Tequila Day. So for any of my friends, a couple of my friends told me that they were going to support the Happy Tequila Day. So for anyone that is enjoying Happy Tequila Day, enjoy it. And thank you so much for listening to the podcast. Bradley, anyone you want to give a shout out to?
You hit it all right there, buddy. I will just shout out to my little nieces that I got to hang out with this weekend. Of course, Leia made her appearance. My baby girl, Anna. I know you're probably not listening, but hey, I love you girls.
I got to give a shout out to Chewy. Forgot to give a shout out to my cat, Chewy. So 14 years of strong, Chewbacca Renee Dennis, she made her appearance. So thank you, Miss Chewy.
Yes, after almost a year.
Yes, yes.
All right. Other than that, Brian, where can we find you?
You can find me on Facebook, old school social media, not as old school as MySpace, but hey, I had a hell of a MySpace page back in the day. With that being said, you can find me on Facebook, Brian Steven Dennis. Feel free to give me a follow or a like. You shoot me a friend request. I usually talk about all the things that I enjoy, which typically falls around professional wrestling, Winnie the Pooh, and alcohol. So you find something within that that works for you well. Brad and I also usually just tag each other on really cool stuff. So again, Brian Steven Dennis on Facebook.
You can tweet at me at Fandemic3, message me on Facebook at The Fandemic, also on TikTok at Fandemic1, hear my reviews, and so much more. Now, if you want to support the show, there are several ways to do so. One, you can buy me a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/thefandemic. Anchor.fm/PVOTN. That stands for Prevenge of the Nerds. PayPal and Venmo at Bradley Butane, or just share the show with someone you want to make a little more awesome. Also, please don't forget to leave a 5-star review. Don't forget to like the show. Don't forget to subscribe. Don't forget to leave us a message. All that fun stuff. Do it. Now, Brian, I think we are at max levels of awesome for the week.
Can't get any higher than this. We are there, sir. We are there.
I think we let it all out in our nerdgasm.
Boom. Well, and you know, nerdgasm always better than the herogasm, but yeah, that happened. Right.
Let's end the week like we always do on a positive note. What are your words of wisdom, sir?
As always, sir, my words of wisdom is remember, no retreat, no surrender, and remember, Goonies, never say die.
We're all playing the same game in life, just on a different level. Thanks for catching up. You're welcome for leveling up your awesomeness. Live free or die empty. Have a great day, and because you didn't get this at the beginning, you're going to get this at the end.
Get your earphones in, everybody, and everybody hear us out. We are Brad Butin and Brian Dennis, and this is PVOTN. We've got my dad leveling up your awesomeness, dropping knowledge of TV, movies, and comics. We've got Brian Dennis flexing his nerd muscles. How you level up your awesomeness? He will solve the puzzle. Just when you thought you've heard it all, a new episode will come along. Won't you like, subscribe, and rate our show? One last thing. Leave a 5-star review before you go. Oh, yeah.
Now that is awesome.